أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك نولي بعض الظالمين بعضا بما كانوا يكسبون يا معشر الجن والإنس ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا شهدنا على أنفسنا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 130 and 131 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's address to both the jinnat and the insan. Here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. Two meanings to this ayat. One meaning is that on that day, and similarly, نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا, we will join, we will create an affinity of some of the oppressors, some of the transgressors to others. That in this world we would find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made the system such that people are usually joined by their families. They will create an affinity, a fraternity, either of their professions. We will have groups of people, whether it is the professional world, the teaching world, whatever. But insofar as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned, and so far as the akhirat is concerned, that when man stands in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah, it will be ashtata, it will be in different groups. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that the good will be with the good, and whatever good deeds a person carried out, the people of those good deeds will be together. The groups of those people that would have made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would be together. The groups of those people that gave out sadaqat, then they would be together. And in that way, the ill and the good, those that did whatever ills, they will be all joined together. So this is one interpretation of this ayat. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, because of what they earned, how they earned, what they earned, and all of it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will have them grouped. Then there is another interpretation because of the word nuwalli that may have two different meanings. Nuwalli will also mean to set upon. In other words, to rule upon. So similarly, we will rule upon, set upon some of the transgressors, others. That the system of this world is such that when man begins to become disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and man begins to make zulm, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets upon them leaders also that will make zulm upon them. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the system also that a person was transgressive or a person was oppressive. Upon that oppressive person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will set upon another more oppressive person to destroy the first oppressive person. So that is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Commentators have stated that this both meanings will apply insofar as this verse is concerned. To terminate the discussion, Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi has stated that when communities become disobedient to Allah ta'ala, especially when communities begin to commit zulm, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala places upon that communities governments that will make zulm upon them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us all. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ma'ashara al-jinni wal-ins, O assembly of jinn and insan, Alam ya'tikum rusulum minkum yaqussuna alaykum ayati. On the day of Qiyamah, this address will be made, that did the Rasuls, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, did they not come to you, minkum, from amongst you, and one specific function, one specific duty that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam had, yaqussuna alaykum ayati, then they had delivered, they had rehearsed, recited upon you my ayat, my verses. Secondly, وَيُنْذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, and they warned you about this day of yours. Every Nabi that had come from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam right to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, either that Nabi was given a kitab or that Nabi had recited the kitab of the previous Nabi. That was the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And each Nabi had recited the revelation that came to him or the revelation that came to the Nabi before him to his people. And in that way he warned the people about the day of Qiyamah, the coming of the day of Qiyamah, and man's obligations, man's duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا شَهِدَنَا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا. Now in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes this address, the ma'ashara al-ins and jinn, man and jinnat will say, شَهِدَنَا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا, we bear testimony against ourselves. But here in Surah Al-An'am, Allah ta'ala spoke about them, وَمَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. In the initial stages, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question man about the coming of the Anbiya, the truth and the realities, they will say, وَمَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ, we were not polytheists, we had never ascribed partners to Allah ta'ala. In short, there will be a denial. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal their lips, seal their mouths, and then the different limbs of the body will begin to give evidence upon them. And this is where Allah Ta'ala is speaking about now. Thereafter Allah will reiterate the question, and then thereafter man, insan, jinnat, all who denied Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will say, shahidana ala anfusina, that we will give testimony or we bear testimony against ourselves. In other words, yes, we committed kufr, we committed shirk. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had come, they had recited the kitab, they had warned us about qiyamah. But what was the reason that man did not accept? Allah Ta'ala says, وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, that the life of this world had beguiled them. The life of this world had beguiled them, deceived them, created a deception for them. And because of that, man being so involved in this material world, man did not turn towards the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and they gave evidence upon themselves, أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَافِرِينَ, that certainly they are disbelievers. From this ayat we learn very clearly that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us chances and opportunities to listen to the wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Let us take heed and understand the shortness of this life, the reality of qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.